rejected British calls to summon Iranian ambassadors to protest their detention of local British embassy staff in Tehran. Sweden's foreign minister says it's too early to recall ambassadors as the EU is taking this step by step and is awaiting Iran's reaction. Carl Bildt says he hopes for the release of all detained employees. Iran charged 9 local British embassy staff for their involvement in the post-election unrest. 8 have been released. 1 remains in custody. Well, Press TV has obtained new pictures from an attack on a Basij base during a post-election demonstration by supporters of the defeated presidential candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi in the Iranian capital Tehran on June 15. This is how some TV news channel reports have been top-heavy with bias over the events unfolding in the streets of Tehran. Have a look. Now, Britain's Channel 4 News, in its coverage of the attack, ignored pictures that showed rioters were attacking the base with Molotov cocktails. Channel 4's version of the incident only highlighted the part that involved the allegedly unprovoked shots fired by the security forces from the rooftop of the building in question. The officials also confirmed later that the building housed an armory. Journalist Maziar Bahari says he provided the pictures of the June 15 attack to Channel 4. It's not clear if Bahari was at the scene by chance or whether his presence was pre-planned.
On Monday, the 15th of June, I sent a report about the attack against the base, a military base of Basij, to Channel 4 News as well as to Newsweek magazine.
Still in this country, Police Chief Brigadier General Ismail Ahmadi Mogaddam has called the death of Neda Agha Sultan a premeditated act of murder. Neda was shot dead during post-election riots in Tehran on June 20. Ahmadi Mogaddam says Arash Hejazi, the doctor who witnessed Neda's death, is wanted by Iranian intelligence authorities and Interpol. He said Hejazi has given a completely false account of the incident to foreign media. Hejazi, who's studying in England, came to Tehran shortly after the post-election unrest started and fled to London a day after Neda's death. Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has described the death suspicious. Ahmadinejad has called on Iran's judiciary to investigate the death and find those behind it. Neda was shot with a small-caliber pistol, which is not used by Iranian security forces. The shooting took place hundreds of meters away from the demonstration in downtown Tehran. Some believe the unrest after Iran's June 12 presidential elections is similar to the coup attempt in Venezuela in 2002, when the opposition called for mass demonstrations demanding the vote be annulled.
The Venezuelan coup attempt in April 2002 is mainly blamed on the American and Israeli secret services. The coup only lasted 47 hours, but unleashed violence that resulted in the death of many Venezuelans. An overview of the incidents in the run-up to and during the failed coup shows us how remarkably similar the incident is to recent post-election violence in Iran. The opposition in Venezuela wanted President Hugo Chavez to resign. While legal procedures were expected to be pursued in an attempt to push for Chavez's resignation, opposition leaders called on people to stage rallies, which ended up leading to street riots and violent clashes. In Tehran, demonstrators demanded the annulment of the presidential election. That call was considered illegal by the Iranian government. On April 11, 2002, Venezuelan opposition leaders called for a mass demonstration. But surprisingly, and at the last moment, they changed the route of the protest to the streets where thousands of Chavez supporters were holding another rally. The resulting encounter between the two groups marked a bloody day in Venezuelan history. Gunfire broke out between the demonstrators. 20 people were killed and more than 100 were wounded. There's still no consensus about who was responsible for the death, but military reports show a number of demonstrators were targeted with precise headshots by snipers. The military says the snipers were never used by the Venezuelan security forces. Among those shot and filmed is a woman. The video was broadcast repeatedly on opposition TV stations, sparking outrage among demonstrators. Many say the scene was staged due to several reasons, namely the angle of the camera and the woman's outfit. Neda Al-Sultan was shot dead during post-election riots in Tehran on June 20th. She was shot with a small-caliber pistol, which is not used by Iranian security forces. The shooting also took place hundreds of meters away from a demonstration in downtown Tehran.